I want to talk to you today about learn to live in today. You know, we need to start off with John 10:10. We all know that one. I've come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. New King James, NIV said, I've come that you may have life and have it to the full. The Amplified Version says, may have and enjoy life and have it in an abundance to the full till it overflows. Today is the day of God's abundance. Today is the day that God wants you to enjoy that abundant living. However, many people are having difficulty living in today. Benjamin Disraeli, the great prime minister of years gone by of Great Britain, said, every day man crucifies himself between two thieves, the regrets of yesterday and the fears of tomorrow. We can't afford to remain in the regrets of the past, nor can we live in the fear of the future. Today I want to challenge you to live in the present. Live in today. Live in the now. Remember how your parents used to say, come here now, do it now? They were trying to motivate you and prompt you to a get-it-done attitude. Psalms 118:24 in the New King James. Psalms 118:24 said, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I like to read like this. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. You know, some people live in yesterday. The good old days, they call it. And that's when they rejoiced and were glad. And some people are waiting for someday. Someday in the sweet by and by, we can rejoice. But God's word says, today is the day to rejoice. I want you to realize that God has made a plan for today. Today is when God, wants you to enjoy all the benefits that the Word of God says belongs to you. Psalm 68:119. Psalm 68:119. Bless the Lord, who daily loads us with benefits, the God of our salvation. Daily, well, that's today. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of healing. Today is the day of deliverance. Today is the day of protection. Today is the day of overcoming. Today is the day of provision. Today is the day of favor and success. Not sometimes, not gonna be, today, now. You know, God's promises are available today. We don't have to wait on them. We can acquire them for ourselves today. Let's read from Hebrews 13. Several of the scriptures that I'm going to use are going to be from Hebrews today. Hebrews 3:13. But exhort one another daily while it's called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. What it is said today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in rebellion. Now it's talking about how the children of Israel hardened their hearts in rebellion, didn't go into the promised land. For who, having heard, rebel? Indeed, was it not those who came out of Egypt led by Moses? Now with whom was he angry for 40 years? Was it not those who sinned, whose corpses fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who did not obey? So we see that they could not enter in because of their unbelief. Here, the writer of the Hebrews is calling not believing God and not doing what he told them to do and not taking what he promised them, he called it sin. See, if you are a born again Christian and you don't take everything that the Word of God has to say, then according to what this scripture says, you're not doing right. Come on now, don't look at me like that. Go read it for yourself. Okay? Don't say the preacher said it. The Bible said it. Here he's making reference that Israel didn't go into the promised land because on the day, today, that they were supposed to go, they slipped into unbelief. After all God had done for them, bringing them out of Egypt. You can read the story in the Exodus. See, they literally said, we can't do it. That means they refused to believe God on the day that they needed to believe God to go into the promised land. And they died in the wilderness. Their testimony on their gravestone, we did not believe God, so we died in the wilderness. The writer here challenges us today, when you hear God, respond. Some people don't believe that today is the time to move. You see, many people want to do it on their terms, but God wants you to do it on His terms. Unbelief today will affect what you receive from God tomorrow. That's what it did to the children of Israel. Unbelief today affected what they got the next day. Unbelief kept the Israelites out of the promised land. Unbelief will keep you out of the promises of God. See, today is the time to believe God. Today is the time to enjoy all the provisions that I talked about a minute ago. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 6:2. 2 Corinthians 6:2. For he says, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. The New English Bible says, now the day of deliverance has dawned. Today is the right time and the right hour to experience all that God says belongs to you. Say it, today.
Today.
You know, today, living for God has great value. Today, accepting everything that the Word of God says has great value. Now, I want us to look at a scripture in 1 Timothy 4:8 in the New King James. I'm going to approach it from a little different bit. It says, for bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profit for all things, having promise of the life that now is today and of that which is to come. The New International Version says this way, godliness has value for all things, holding promise for the present life and the life to come. Living the godly life today is profitable. You know, you ever notice that, especially if you have any stock in a company or something, they give a financial report ever so often, most of the time about once a quarter. And the report shows the profitability at that moment. And if the company is profitable, you get dividends now, not in the future. You see, too many people are looking at what the report of God here in the Word, and they look into the future when they could get dividends today if they'd simply believe what he said today. You know, Some people think, oh, we just wandering like poor beggars through the heat and the cold. Top of our hat out, seat of our breeches worn out, holes in our shoes. But oh, thank God, by and by, there's a someday coming when all this will all be over. When we get to the other side. Well, let me tell you what. Today is the day to enjoy. It says it is profitable having promise for the life that now is. That's today. You know, now I'm going to use a little bit of English that's not right here, but I think you'll get it. The life that now is where I is right now in the present today. The life that now is where you is right now today. Now I realize, don't send me letters. I used to get letters for my English, but I know that's not proper English, but it gets the point across. Am I right or wrong? Because when you hear improper English like that, where you is right now, you immediately, your ears prick up. Some people give the impression, and if you listen to some people, that all we have are the promises for tomorrow, our next life. Having promise for the life that now is. Having is present tense, if you didn't know it. Anybody study that in English class? Oh, man, I got very few people that studied English. You probably could go to the college out here and take a course on English and learn about verb tenses. Having is present tense. Today, we have the promise of God in our life for now, today. Not out yonder somewhere, not back there somewhere, but now, today. Y'all don't sound as excited, but this got me excited. I don't know. It got me excited. Hey, it's today. It's now. All of this belongs to me now. I don't have to wait for it. You know, we need to recognize that today you need to exercise faith in the Word of God. Now we're going to go to Hebrews 4. I told you we're going to go back to Hebrews. And this is where I'm going to zero in on some things. Hebrews 4:1. Therefore, since the promise remains of entering his rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it. For indeed, the gospel was preached to us all, us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. For we who have believed do enter in that rest, as he said, so I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest, are the promises of God. He's talking here about the Israelites, the writer of the Hebrews. Today is the time to exercise your faith in God's word. Today is the day that you need to go into action. Your belief and actions today will prepare you for the opportunities tomorrow. How you approach the Word of God today will determine what you receive tomorrow. It's important that you realize that God wants you to believe Him today, to walk with Him today, to enjoy His promises today. Today is a gift from God. Now get this, today is the opportunity to step into all that God has said is yours. Today, right now. The faith you exercise today in the Word of God will determine the blessings of God that you will walk in tomorrow. Today affects your tomorrow. And tomorrow, it will be today, so that will affect your tomorrow. and tomorrow turns into today, and that will affect your tomorrow, and tomorrow turns into today, and today will affect tomorrow. You see how it works? That's the way it works. Let's look at the Israelites here. They didn't mix faith. They didn't believe what God said. God said, I'm going to give you the promised land. Today, he said, today, go in there. They didn't believe it. Thus, they stayed in unbelief, and they died in the wilderness. God has spoken to you today in his word. Be sure to believe what he said. Be sure to speak what he said. Be sure to act on what he said. However, whatever promise you need, it's all right here. If you'll mix your faith with it, it'll happen. Today is the day to believe God. Now, realize today it is possible for you to live life to the full. Turn to your neighbor and say, today it is possible for you to live life to the full. Today. Not tomorrow. Today. First, we need to realize some things so that you can live in that abundant life today. First of all, knowing what God has given you is the first thing. You got to know what God has said before you can even act on it or believe it. We've got to believe in the power of the word. We have to believe in the power of the word. We have to believe in the power of the word. I don't think you're getting it. We have to believe in the power of the word. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is living, powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and the spirit, the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The word of God is living and powerful. Another thing we need to know if we're going to receive the promises of God is Hebrews 4:14-15. Seeing then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses. What does that mean? Jesus lived on this earth for 33 and a half years, whichever chronological report you want to believe, as a person like us. That's why Peter said how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and power, went about doing good and healing all. Then Acts 10:38. Now, you see, that's the mistaken idea that people have, that Jesus always walked in his deity. No, he walked as a man. He was tempted as a man. In fact, in the Garden of Gethsemane, we see his humanity when he says, oh Lord, let this cup pass from me. But then he transfers back, because that's when he transferred from humanity to deity and said, okay, I will do what I came to do. Okay? See, sometimes we need to realize that he lived as a person like we are, tempted, but he did not succumb to temptation like Adam did in the Garden of Eden. Okay? I don't have time to do a complete theological deal, but that's a simplified theological explanation between deity and humanity. He was the Son of Man, but he died the Son of God. Okay, that's all that's all the theology I'm going to give you right now.
But all I know too.
He is a high priest that understands us. He can sympathize with our humanity and with our weakness because he was in all points tempted as we are, but yet without sin. He is the high priest. That's why he said to his disciples, up to now, you have asked nothing in my name. But after today, you ask in my name. When we ask in the name of Jesus, and the Father hears us, it's as if the high priest, Jesus himself, that's what it says there, is speaking. Not us, him, because of who we are in Christ. Now I'm getting into man in Christ stuff, but I need to go on, okay, because the time is passing. Another thing, today God has given us a privilege because of that high priest, and we have become, according to the word of God, a royal priesthood. How many have read that in there? We have been given the privilege to come straight to the throne. Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Those are some things that we need to understand so we can live in today. Now, another thing that we need to get a hold of is to have the right attitude so we can live in today. You know, maintaining the right attitude will help you to mix faith with what the word says. Live a life with a first day attitude or a today attitude. Remember the first day on a new job? Remember the first day when you looked into the face of that child that was just born? Remember the first day of your marriage? Remember the excitement of your day of salvation? See, living a life of first day attitude, there's no regrets. There's no grudges. If you learn to live every day like today as the first day, you'll find things are a whole lot better. Now, I'm going to turn that around and go another direction. Live life today with a last day attitude. See, I want one right and then complete opposites. I'm talking about really a do it now attitude. An attitude of urgency. If you knew you only had 24 hours to live, what would you do? I would suggest write down the 10 most important things that you wanted to do if you knew that it was the last 24 hours you had. That would be, then you would live a life with a today attitude. Get it done. Help me understand where I'm going with all this. You understand what I'm trying to say to you? We put off some things that we need to do today. We put off believing God that we need to believe God today till tomorrow. Another thing, we need to live with a I can do attitude. Today I can do what God says. Today I have what God says. Today I can rise up into who God says I am. Today I can live life to the full Today, I can live a life of victory. Today is the day to enter in to all of the promises of God. Not tomorrow. Not someday. Not by and by. Today. Today is the day. Say it with me. Today is the day. Today is the day to believe everything that God has said in His Word. Today is the day to believe that every possibility or every impossibility, I should say, is a possibility with Him. There's nothing impossible with Him. Now, what are you going to do with the day? Are you going to mix faith and live in today, the abundance that God says? Are you going to today live in victory? Today, are you going to move from defeat to victory? Today, are you going to move from being a nobody to being a somebody because of who you are in Christ? I don't care what anybody else says about you. If you're in Christ, you are somebody. It says you are a child of God. It says today you have become part of the family of God. What do families enjoy? They enjoy everything that that family has to offer. I got a son and a daughter and five grandsons and now two great grandkids. There's one of them right there. You know what? They come to Poppy. That's me. And they ask for different things because they're part of the family. Come on, see where I'm going. Today, we can go into the throne room of God because He's our Heavenly Father and we're part of the family. And today, we can have what He said we can have. We can be what He said we can be. We can live in the abundance of today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I got excited about this. Turn to somebody and say, today, you come from nobody to somebody. Today, there is no more defeat. Today, there is victory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Everybody stand and let's praise the Lord for just a moment. Thank God for today. Thank God the abundance is now. The abundance is today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Anybody get anything out of this today? Well, thank God about 50 people did. So praise the Lord. The rest of you get a hold of this and you'll get excited. Because today is the day.